The Protectors of the Wood, Episode Series. Episode Number 1. One night, long, long ago, we began to make up a story, and then told it to each other, night after night, until the episodes ran along, month after month, as deep and dark as a river. And then many years went by, and we grew older and noticed that the story was becoming true. Yes, in its own way, the story was becoming real life. Our group of teenagers, the Protectors of the Wood, really are struggling to save the world for the billions of years of life to come. And so tonight, we'll start telling the story again, and we'll go on, episode after episode, just like real life, and we'll see if our young people really do succeed, because the fate of our world is in their hands. Twice a week, on Monday and Thursday nights, we'll tell the episodes and run on into the future, as deep and dark as a river. Tonight, we begin with Phoebe, back in Middletown after a year away from home, trying to create a new life, her own. Back home in Middletown, Phoebe couldn't sleep. Her knee ached. She couldn't get comfortable. It had been a hot night, even for June, when suddenly the coolness of the forest air began to drift in through the open window. The wind had changed. The odor of the forest preserve, just beyond the field across the street, began to permeate everything, smelling of leaves and pine needles and a flower she couldn't name. The tension of a coming storm filled the air. Excited and scared, she lay in the darkness, her energy rushing and bubbling inside her like a river in flood. Phoebe knew she was taking a big risk. A series of knee injuries had ended her ambitions as a soccer player, and she had decided to drop out of college, leaving her with almost no life to lead. She had come home without achievements or any definite prospects, but her heart was set on a long-shot plan. The possibility of empty weeks stretching on ahead set her on the edge of panic. She sat up and glanced at the vague gray shapes in the bleak and empty room. A bit of silvery light filtered in through the window. Two bulging 30-gallon garbage bags full of her clothes and shoes, and her backpack full of books and small treasures, lay in the middle of the floor where she had left them an hour before. She didn't have the heart to unpack. She tried to relax, but fear and excitement raced through her veins. A distant roll of thunder sounded deep in the heart of the forest. The wind was rising, and the leaves trembled in the breeze. Phoebe fell into a daze, still aware of the cool wind on her bare feet, the whistling noise outside the window, and the panic rising from deep inside. Soon the sound of the wind seemed to carry a melody, a slow and mournful song. She imagined a procession coming toward her in the night, like a communication from a distant land. The song came closer and closer. She began to understand the words.
On a day I see coming, tell you where I'll be. All of you in sorrow beneath the ancient tree, when there seems there's no tomorrow for this life that we've known. I'll take your hand in sorrow. Then tell me there's a
What is it about? She wondered. Someone was coming in search of her. Suddenly, she was stunned by a shattering crash, a roll of thunder that seemed to smash up against the window. A flash of light glinted on a pair of eyes pressed up against the window pane. "Wake up!" screamed a voice out of the darkness. Her entire body was shaking. She had the vivid sensation that she was lying on the skin of the earth, feeling the unfathomable pulsing of life beneath her.
"This is for you," pleaded the voice. "Look at me."
Against the window, she saw a hand, dark green with a silvery shimmer like the scales of a fish. There were leaves on the body as if the creature had risen from the ground. The head was pointed and had no hair, and the eyes met hers with a greenish glint.
"This is for you.
Your time is coming. You must remember what I say." Another enormous clap of thunder shook the earth. The green body pushed against the glass. The piercing stare reached deeper, unspeakably sad, yet fierce and urgent, begging her to understand. Phoebe found that she could speak.
What is for me?
She asked.
Everything is at stake, the voice told her. Everything.
She tried to stand up and run, but found herself blocked by thick pine trees in a dark forest. The rain streamed down her face, and the wind blew her off balance. Her heart raced.
Where am I? She called out.
A violent gust of wind shook the trees, and the branches moved like snakes in the air. Using her hand to shield her eyes from the rain, she could almost see a tunnel through the trees, an obscure path, and she struggled toward the opening. Soon she could make out a building she would know anywhere.
The toy store! It's still there! And the coffee shop!
Her eyes filled with tears of relief. And from out of nowhere, the eyes appeared again before her. The voice shook the earth.
Everything is at stake. Everything.
Episode 2 is coming soon. To be continued every Monday and Thursday evening. And follow our episodes on our website, www.protectorsofthewood.com. Thanks for listening.